Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from the next to the last day of January 2023. Yes. That'll put us fully into the new year. Time to quit writing 2022 on your checks and start paying attention to what you're doing. So much to talk about. So much to talk about in this world. Had a great show this weekend. I went up and did a brewery in Harpers Ferry, Virginia, which is right next to West Virginia. That's why many of you went, no, that's Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. No, there is a Harpers Ferry, Virginia. I was there. It was a great show. Had a great time. Really enjoyed getting a chance to churn up a stage. Nice to be back at work now that you fear mongers have lost grip on the American people. But now the next thing is coming. I want to talk about that today too, because it's something you can't hide. Folks, you just look around. There's an absolute explosion of rabid cancer. I'm not talking cancer where I've been battling it for 2.5 years and 3 years up. We're talking about just a ding, bang, boom, done. Doctors are saying that. I want to talk about, to open up the show, please. I definitely want to get to that. Then we had another show this weekend. I know I'm bouncing today. I'm having a hard time finding one center topic. Had a great show at the Hampton Yacht Club. That's in Hampton, Virginia. They are the best people to perform for, bar none. It's one of the best fun rooms, and I got to share the stage with some of my great friends, Sonya King and, of course, Mark Matusoff. Excellent show. And the funny thing is, we didn't go in there saying, we're going to do a clean show. We didn't go in there. We just said no F-bombs and went about our business and delivered them an excellent show. You don't have to be just trashy, filthy to be funny. Oh, I get it. I get dirty, too. But that show was just, you could have recorded that show and shown it on TV. It was an excellent show. The crowd loved it and approved and appreciated it. So hats off to those people for having a nice, fun weekend. It was a blast. Like I said, find me on educatedredneck.com. You'll find my schedule, which needs to be updated today. Like I said, lots of stuff to do, vans to fix and everything. Get ready for the fall tour. And, of course, in the spring, Jokers and Jesters' next special will be released. Can't wait. We filmed that while we were out west on tour. Those days when you heard me delirious trying to do my show because I've been pounding the pavement for a week and week. Yeah, it was a good 4.5 month tour that was really – just like the good old days. I miss those days. Those were some fun days. But anyhow, and strangely, that will tie into this. I'm going to move on into this. Many of you taking the word critique and just taking it as criticism, and if you deliver any criticism of a certain class of people, you are a miscreant, you're against social justice, you're against law and order, you're against all of that. No. I just have to understand the phrase, absolute power absolutely corrupts. Folks, look at your fellow man. We all share a lot of traits. It doesn't matter how we were raised or who raised us or a lot of things like that. There are traits that are just kind of human traits. You can't explain exactly why, but you remember from a young age you felt these things. You felt the urge to do certain things. Like some people felt the urge to compete at a young age, the urge to be number one, the urge to get praise. Why when you're a kid you know nothing and you're responsible for nothing and everything is just handed to you basically. You have to earn your living and the world's all good. Are some kids just angry? You ever notice that? They're just angry and vicious. And then some kids just always got to be number one. We all know it. We say, that kid always has to be number one. He's the hardest competitor, blah, 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 blah. Where does that come from? And it's not necessarily from the parents. Yes, the parents do have an influence. Parents always have an influence. But everything is in that influence. The environment, what they see on TV, what they hear, what they watch, what the parents do, what the friends do, whatever. We're all affected by it. And if you raise somebody that is beyond criticism, they become just that, beyond criticism. They believe everybody owes them something. Everybody's out to get them. All these really crazoid things. So we have to sit down and start looking at things, and things have to be critiqued. And critique does not equal hate. When your parents critiqued you, they did not hate you. They were merely trying to instruct you on something better, a better way. We are told, you criticize, believe me, I quit it. I quit it for a long time. I will start it back up. Because all my friends just jumped my shit over it. Oh, you hate the police. You hate the police. I do not hate clear as a can. My son's a sheriff. So I don't hate the police. I hate the ruler police. How many of you just got upset? Oh, Dan, they've got to be in charge to make you safe. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. I can make you safe as a public servant. But when I start taking your rights away to make you safe, watch iRobot. Have you seen it in the old Will Smith movie? Watch iRobot. That is a very great commentary. Become so enamored with your safety that he will take your rights away because rights are not safe. Yeah, I said that. They aren't. Freedom is incredibly dangerous. It is. It is the freedom to do anything, including stupid stuff, you know, like jumping your car over something. Like, wasn't there that kid who did that Tesla, destroyed that Tesla, leaping that hill on a video? They charged him criminally. That's not criminal. That's an idiot doing dumb things. Make him pay financially. Ain't no reason to put him in the criminal justice system. Now go on the other end of that. The other end of that. A criminal flees the scene in the car. He should be in prison forever. Because he took a deadly weapon, drove it through the neighborhood, and threatens everybody's lives. At least if he's caught with a gun. Like I've said, my view on gun control is there should be no licensing, no registration, no tracking, no nothing. But if you commit a crime and act like you have a gun, don't brandish it, just act like it. Put your hand in your pocket with your finger out, you know, the old finger gun. Put that in your pocket. I got a gun. Give me your money. And then you're captured because you put your finger in there. The video shows you pretending you have a gun. Well, you can hear you saying your life in prison. No parole. Ever. If you're caught with a gun after committing a crime, you're caught with it, life in prison, no parole. If you bring your gun out, show it, point it, fire it, death penalty. As soon as you're convicted, no appeals, one trial, and off you go into the great unknown. So I'm definitely not soft on crime. What I am getting tired of, and you can see video after video after video, and I myself have been through over 50 stops with these cops on fishing expeditions where they take the pettiest of traffic infractions and they come up to your door and say, I'm not going to give you a ticket, I'm going to give you a warning. See, what that's supposed to do is that's supposed to set your mind at ease. Oh, he's not here to take money from me for my safety. No, he is here to maybe actually make me safe. But what he's actually doing is he's setting the field in his favor. He's disarming you. He's not telling you that his true intentions were have nothing to do with your safety. Everything to do with starting a fishing expedition as to why you, in fact, are there. Don't believe me? Why are 90% of Kansas traffic stops out-of-state tags? Is that because everybody in Kansas drives perfectly? No, it's because they are fishing. And so in America, land of the free, air quotes, it is not politically correct to just pull people over and demand their papers because that's too much, obviously, like the Nazis, you know, where they could just see you driving down a road and stop you, go, I want your papers, please. Where are you heading? Where are you coming from? Maybe that's what we ought to do. I think all police should have to talk with that accent when they deal with the American public to make it clear what is happening to you. Very clear. I've now fallen into a country, but as long as he can make up some kind of little bullshit that he thinks that you're responsible for and then pulls you over, that's no different than saying, that guy there, I want to pull him over and just pulling him over. It's just now you're lying. You're trying to give some kind of alibi. Because you, in fact, yourself know that you have no reason to stop that guy. So believe me, when the cops have a reason to stop you, they will not say anything like, I'm just going to give you a warning. And if you've been stopped for, you know, kind of crowding the line, or they said you were driving kind of sleepy, or you were following a vehicle in front of you too closely, or, you know, I got something hanging from your rear view, those are all fishing expedition tickets. I know I've been through many of them. Many of them. And what we have now happening over a traffic stop, they beat a man to death. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. All they're trying to say, it's because he ran. Look, folks, and I'm going to say something here. I know I've dropped a couple of these. I try not to. When somebody runs up to my door, yanks it open, and says, get out of the car, motherfucker. I'm pretty sure he's not there for my safety. Yeah, I think you could say that the person on the receiving end of that statement wasn't expecting flowers next. I think that's safe to say. So he went into fear. He went into fear, and they went into rabid pack mentality. How dare you not obey me? And they say comply. They mean obey. We all know what they mean. You didn't obey your masters, and you didn't lay down like a dog. And so they beat the living piss out of him and killed him. And for one of the rarities, they're all fired and summarily brought up on charges. Which ironically, the first time they really snapped to it, they do it with five black police officers. You have to see the irony in that. But they're still calling racism. It's not racism, folks. The cops beat people equally. They do. How do you think I've got stopped so many times? How do you think I know their exact script, what each one of them is going to say? Folks, start noticing it. There's a script. They all use the same. How are you doing today, sir? You have any idea why I powered you over? They want to see if you're going to incriminate yourself. They ain't going to tell you that that's being recorded. They ain't going to tell you that that could be used against you in court. No, they're giving you a chance to just do yourself, even though they know you have the right to not do that. But that doesn't mean that they won't try to trick you. Hey, look, I ain't going to do nothing to you. Hey, let's just have a conversation. Where are you going to, huh? Who are you visiting? How many kilos are you bringing back? They all do it. And then if you don't answer their questions, if you don't play along with your rights being violated, you are a problem. What are you, a sovereign citizen? No, I have rights. I have rights. I have rights to not talk to you. We used to have the right to travel unmolested. Now I am molested regularly. Even when I'm doing I'm not breaking the law. It does not matter. Go to my YouTube page. Look up Oklahoma Profile Stop. I was just driving down Oklahoma, drove by one sitting on the side road. When here we go, he comes out, tells me, pulls me over for following too closely. Then he tries the typical cop guilt trip where he goes, have you ever signed a death certificate? And I was like, no. And he goes, I have from somebody following too closely. That's why I pulled you over for following too closely. Well, first of all, if you pulled me over for following too closely because it was deadly, I would think that would deserve more than a warning ticket. And second of all, when I wasn't following too closely and I mentioned to you that I had a dash cam, you started changing your story with the whole death certificate garbage. And then when I parroted it back to you, oh, so a death certificate is how we're going to judge something and tell him that a drunk off-duty cop killed my 15-year-old nephew driving twice the speed limit with his headlights off while he was blindly drunk and left the scene of the accident, and all of his fellow police officers, his Blue Line gang members, covered for him, intimidated witnesses, and made sure I never had a charge filed against him. So that means I should judge all the police as terrible, correct? No, and I don't. But when you are obviously violating my rights by making up a bullshit reason to pull me over, I have zero respect for you because you showed zero respect for me because you made up a lie because you have determined that I am guilty of something. And until I prove my innocence, I am not allowed to travel. And he knows damn well that's what he was doing. The war on drugs has been a war on your civil liberties. And from this, we have given the rise to the police officers who have armored themselves exactly like a military in full battle rabble, like they're on the streets of Fallujah to walk around in free America. Doesn't that disturb you? Oh, it's for his safety. Well, give him a damn M1 Abrams then. Let him drive that bitch around because I can guarantee you nobody will hurt him in that. Whatever happened to citizen safety? Whatever happened to citizen rights? It has all been thrown away in the name of the glorious officer safety. Look, he stepped up and took a job making six figures. Oh, yeah, don't let him tell you these boys are unpaid. Oh, look, start looking around, especially in California. Look at the money these people are making. They ain't making chump change, folks. So because he decided to lay down your life for his life or whatever, it depends. If you look like you got something in your hands, I'll shoot you. Because this isn't Fallujah. Because, see, in Fallujah, you actually have to wait for people to shoot at you. In America, you can just say, I feared for my life, and uncap a blaze of bullets. But if you're a homeowner and somebody breaks into your house, well, you're just killing people to protect your property. You see it? The rights away, little by little. Little by little. Just keep taking them. Just taking them. Cops can shoot you because you've got a wallet in your hand. They couldn't tell a wallet wasn't a gun. I can have you break into my house and be unarmed and wake up startled while you're in my bedroom and shoot you, and I can be charged with murder. This is an upside-down country. And yes, there needs to be criticism of cops. Absolutely. And why don't the, if you, go do this. This is another one of the things. Folks, I'm not going to tell you all my sources. And the reason I'm not going to do that is very simple. I want you to look up stuff on your own. I want you to get used to looking for articles and reading them. You know, doing your own research. This is Professor Dan speaking here because people will make fun of you for doing your own research. Do your own research. Look up the numbers. The numbers don't lie. We have a problem in this country. Go on YouTube and just watch the videos. And the funny, my favorite thing they say is, like you're just trying to get a response out of us. Well, so you know they're just trying to get a response out of you, and then what do? You give them a response. How stupid are you? And thank God, because these boys with these cameras are changing this country. This is the first brakes that have been put on the police in years. Oh, no, they're defunding them. They should. There's seven cruisers sitting in the median strip of interstate. Where's the crime on interstate? Now, the crime's in your cities. The crime's in your neighborhoods, but there ain't no money in going around and policing a neighborhood and actually protecting it when you could be out in the interstate robbing them for driving like you drive all damn day long because they're not experienced. You don't want to have this debate with me. Why are you hating the police again? I also think this. If they catch a criminal and he's got a gun and he merely points it in their direction, they should be able to light him up. They shouldn't have to wait for him to fire. But you better be sure that it's a gun. You better take that extra brief instant because that's what you're paid for. To lay your life on the line for me, not vice versa, not to lay my life on the line for you. But that's been how the police have been bastardized lately. It's officer safety first and foremost. That's why, firemen, it's your safety first and foremost. They will risk their life to protect your life. That's why everybody loves firemen and everybody has problems with the police. I guarantee you the vast majority sitting here, if a cop pulled in behind you and lit up his lights, you're not going to be, oh, man, this is great. I get to talk to a police officer. You're like, holy shit, what's he going to take money from me for? Because in my lifetime, I have lost more to police officers in driving fines than I have ever had stolen from me by a criminal. That is a fact. Matter of fact, I think you would find with most Americans, they have not had an encounter with a criminal, but they have had an encounter with the police. That's why when I go on a trip, I prepare more for my encounters with our public servants than I do for criminals. Because with a criminal, I can hit that bitch. I can defend myself. With a cop, I just got to take it without lubricant until somebody shows up to save me. Because they are above reproach, because you cannot criticize them. And if you criticize them, then you hate the police. You guys better wake up soon. Better wake up soon. There's going to be a lot of them that will do it just because it's orders. History has me. Go read history about people who just did their orders, just following orders, just doing what I'm told. Go watch them people. There's a whole world full of them. And you better have people who truly, if you're not going to stand by your oath to the Constitution, at least don't lie. To say, did he take an oath to defend the Constitution? No, he didn't. Well, then go behave like an asshole. The Constitution is there for a reason. And it's to prevent exactly what is happening here from happening. Exactly what is not happening. Be brave. Stand up. Demand your rights. Quit. Look, they've got to be criticized. If we don't pull them back soon, they've got armored vehicles. They have military-grade weapons. They have military-grade armor. But that doesn't violate posse comitatus. Where? Comitatus, tatos, potatoes, tatos, whatever. You know, I'm a redneck. Give me a break. Posse comitatus. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You can't use the military against the people, but you sure can arm your police like the military and use them. Something to think about. I'm way over on my first break. Here we go.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha.
I got you right where I want you. Like a ball line in the field, I stalked you. Beeped up on you, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on you. Once I get you, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Ain't this even solo now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay. Get back to this. So I want to make it real clear where I stand. There is a gigantic need for the police to fight crime. Crime. That is robbery, rape, murder. I don't count drugs as a crime. I'm sorry. Drugs are the symptom of a problem, but they're not a crime. People using drugs, will do crazy things, but you punish them for the crime they did, not for the drugs that caused them, or they caused themselves. The drugs were just a short stop along the way. Without the drugs, they'd have still done it. All you've ever done in the war on drugs is take away people's rights over plants. And people's, you have no trouble with them going out and buying alcohol that destroys your liver, destroys everything in your body. You have no problem with that. You get obliterated to it. You don't even know what you're doing, but that's okay. But a plant that treats a lot of stuff that you smoke and you never get so out of control you don't know what you're doing, that's marijuana. But, of course, it's the evil drug. Because whether you like it or not, there's a component of racism in the drug war. Go look up. What's the guy's name? I wish I could remember it. The first guy who did the first study on drugs in the United States. I wish I could remember his name. But the first study they did on marijuana showed it absolutely had no bad problems. But because it was smoked by the black and brown people, it had to be. Because he said, imagine they're on cocaine and they attack your wife, and they just traveled that over to. So yeah, there was a big, big racist component to the beginning of the drug war. Here we are. We have police officers who absolutely, why do you send them to an academy where they walk out and know somebody doesn't have the right to film? What are you teaching them? Why are you teaching them to be so paranoid that I cannot even put my hands in my pockets when I talk to them, when the vast majority of cops over the years have been killed in traffic accidents and not shootings? But that does not stop them from pulling you onto the side of the highway, which is the most dangerous place to be, as people roll by at 75, 80 miles an hour, 2 or 3 feet from your vehicle that has been pulled over for your safety. This is a government cash cow. It has zero to do with safety. It has something to do with safety. After 3 tickets, your license would be gone. But as long as you got the money to pay, you can just keep on racking it up, because it ain't nothing to do with safety. It has everything to do with raising money for the government so they can afford them luxurious police cars. And by the way, look for the grappler. Go on YouTube and look for the grappler. It is a police device that's hooked onto the front of a car, has a net that comes out so they can stop these high-speed pursuits. It's not a couple $100,000. They could probably have it installed in every police cruiser in their fleet. Probably an average, I'm going to guess, somewhere. It's a government, so they'll pay exorbitant prices, $15,000-$20,000 a unit maybe. They'll put them cameras on it, who knows how much, and those computer systems, how much. But something will actually stop a pursuit so they can't go out and be cowboys. And don't for one thing, listen to the video of them cops. They had beat the stuffing out of this guy, and they were chuckling like they just won a football game. So don't tell me that they fear for their lives. They live on it. They're adrenaline junkies for that shit. I lived across the street from a SWAT cop and his cop girlfriend, and they talked gloriously about how they beat the shit out of people. Well, he swung at me, and then it was on. Can't say those things, Dan. They're here to protect us. You should comply. It sounds so much better than obey. It's like saying fetus and baby. Just comply. If somebody said just obey, they would write instantly. That's why we should not say the word comply. Oh, you want me to obey you, master? Because that's what we're at. Watch the videos. See, the reason, okay, here's the thing. Let's just say the guy that they just beat to death was in a bar and got into it with the bouncers. What do you think the odds are the bouncers are to beat him to death? Damn near zero. And here's why. If they beat him to death, they're responsible for his death instantly without even a thought of it. These guys were the first cops to have this happen to them that fast. Most of it's years where they hide the video. So I say, I'm recording. They always famously point, I'm recording too. Yeah, but they hide their videos, just like the Southampton sheriff that told me when one of his cops made up a lie, pulled me over, forced me out of my car to search my car. And when I called about the video, he said, yeah, I saw it. File your freedom of information request, boy. That video would just disappear. That's why you film them, because they control that video. How long did it take for these videos to get out? This is what I'm talking about. We need a law that says if you are on the video or your family member is on the video who you are representing, they should be required to give you every single foot of footage, unredacted, unedited, and raw, right from the camera within 24 hours. Why the hell is that shit hidden? It's hidden when they do bad stuff, and they don't want you to get pissed off and actually do something about it. No, they want to take it inch by inch, so they have you so disarmed that when they show up at your door, they can take everything you own, put you in a cart, and send you off to a camp. Our government is no different than any government in the course of history. Ours is going just as south. Ours is going just as wrong. Ours is just as corrupt. And we're sitting by and watching it happen. The police are just a symptom. They are controlled from above, and they will do what their job is, as they are told, as they famously say over and over, as they stood by and watched five people beat one man to death. Imagine being outside a bar with five strangers knocking the piss out of somebody and people just watching, because that is the same thing. But no, these are officers. They were trying to protect us from a traffic criminal. He deserved to die. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then meanwhile, while they beat somebody for a traffic death, where's this one at? I got to find this one. Angel schoolgirl 10 killed by rapist released from prison 2 days earlier. Where were you cops then? Beating somebody over a traffic ticket. Yet we create the crime. Look what Illinois did. Look what they're going. We're going away with bail. You know, just make say you come back. Well, no, you need criminal justice. You need punishment. You need the police. But you don't need police to beat you to death over a traffic violation. See, that's what they, if they would come out and say, all of our laws are enforced with the threat of death, then they would at least be honest. But they'll tell you, oh, no, we wouldn't kill you over a tax bill. Oh, no, we wouldn't kill you over a tax. We would kill you because you didn't comply. Because we would show up to arrest you over your tax bill, and if you didn't obey us, and you fought back, well, then you've done shown contempt to cop. Now we can kill you. And we have immunity, so you can't even sue me for killing you. And we rarely get charged. Less than 1% of the time in our violent crimes do we ever have charges brought against us. And most of the time, the video are hidden from the American public, because if they showed it, people would burn down the police station with their anger. But no. We are filming too. Supposed to relax you. The only person that relaxes is that sovereign citizen with the badge. Because they like to call everybody sovereign citizens who believe in their rights. Well, these people are the only sovereign citizens because they are the only ones above the law that can do whatever the hell they want, execute you at will, stop you at will, search you at will, and your only recourse is wait for the judge to take care of it, who is also on their team. No. American policing has come a gigantic way from where it was when I grew up. When I grew up, I can distinctly remember being pulled over one night. I had a taillight out. The cop comes up my window. He didn't touch my taillight like I'm a common criminal waiting to execute him. He didn't have his hand on his gun. He walked up to my window and he goes, you know why I pulled you over tonight, son? And I said, no, sir, I don't. He goes, you got a taillight out. And I said, sir, I did not know that. He goes, well, now you do. Get it fixed. Have a good day. Back in his cruiser, he went. No request for ID. No request for proof of insurance. No request for the registration. No questions about where I was going to or where I was coming from. No, this truly was a man who was concerned because I had a piece of equipment that was not operating correctly. And being it was on the back of my vehicle, I probably had no idea that it was out. And then he informed me it was out and didn't assume I was a criminal having some kind of – they asked every single people, you got wants or words. Why the hell did you ask me that? Are you a criminal? Have you beat somebody to death? Are you a criminal? How come I'm a criminal? How come you have to ask me if I've got any warrants? Why do you assume that I'm a criminal? Because that's exactly what you just did. That's why I get so pissed when I get pulled over. You talk down to me. You talk to me like I'm a criminal. I'm the one that pays your paycheck and you forgot it. No, you're the master. I'm the slave. We need a Bill of Rights above and beyond the Constitution because they swore to protect that when they wiped their ass with the Constitution. We need a Bill of Rights that says if a police officer pulls you over and the reason is not substantiated, in other words, you go get a ticket and you go to court and it gets dismissed, they give you $1,000 for your time because he's going to get paid. If they search your car and find nothing, a $10,000 fine for violating your Fourth Amendment, I actually think it should be way more than that. This is what we need. We need a way to finance it, and it has to be paid by the police department out of its budget. Do you want to talk about that shit ending? That's why bouncers don't beat somebody to death, because they know they're going to be responsible for it. They know they'll be financially responsible for it individually. That's why they carry insurance. That's why police should carry insurance, and that way if you beat too many people, you can't get insurance, because at least money talks in this country still. Oh, well. What you're going to do is you're going to keep protecting the thin blue line. Why do they pick the Punisher image? Why do they pick the Punisher image? And they put their little bastardized flag with the blue line in it on the Punisher symbol. I thought they were public servants. Odd to select the Punisher as the public servant. Why did I not just select Judge Dredd? At least he was a cop. No, you'll wake up one day with no rights and a lot of people who would just be willing to do their job. You're watching history. In the future, just like you look back at Germany and go, how the hell did they let that shit happen? In the future, people are going to look back and go, how the hell did they let that shit happen? Because that's what we're doing. We're letting it happen. Because people are too afraid to be controversial and step forward and speak. You have an opinion that makes you an asshole. Yes, I am. I am a gigantic one. Because I will stand up for my rights. I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And I mean every single word of that. I left over $100,000 a year job to be free from control. I was homeless for 3 years because of my bitch ex-wife who wouldn't stand behind me after we'd made a decision and I'd put her through school. I don't bow down to anybody. And if you're going to kill me to make me bow down, well, then that's exactly what you are going to have to do. Because this boy ain't bowing to nobody but one buddy. I'll bow to God, but I ain't going to bow to none of you. We all equal. I don't care how much money you are, have, you're equal. I don't care if you're the President of the United States, you're equal. We are all equal. We all need to stand on that. We all need to stand together, black and white. All the races, stand together. We are not individual races. We are Americans. As much as that people go, oh, you're good. I'm not getting behind America, do or die. But we all are Americans. We all have to live here. We all have to get along. And the more we get along, the less the government likes it. That's why they pit us group against group, because they want us divided. And that's why they're training their dogs of war right now on how to violate people and make them think it's for their safety. And then one day, they won't care if you think it's for your safety, and then they will already be violating your rights, and so it will be nothing new to them. The police need to be turned back to the way they used to be. Every cop stop didn't start with, you got guns, violence, records, drugs, you a criminal? No, they respected you as a citizen. But now they don't. You're them. You're not us. We're the Blue Line Gang. We're here to protect you, even if we have to kill you to do it, just like an iRobot. But you can't see it. They're your heroes. They're your saviors. They're your protectors. Because there's no dads at home, so police are the only protectors. Holy smokes, I'm on a rumble today. I am on a rumble today. Anyhow, it is time to take a commercial break. So let's have at it, and we will change the subject when we get back for you people with your panties in a bunch, because I'm actually taking time to critique the police.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place, with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
And we are back. We're back. Wow. Take a look around you, folks. And this is a one-on-one thing. And all these people are talking, you know, well, the job create. You cannot measure anything right at the moment on job creation, growth, all that stuff like that. Because right now we have an economy that will spurt and slow down and spurt and slow down and spurt and slow down. And we have a lot of things that are just completely out of whack. Now, it's really funny because when you talk about Trump, it's just like talking about the police. There's two camps on it, and there's nobody in between. On Trump, he said things that hurt everybody's little buttholes. That's what he did. Do you think I give it a toss about that? Those are words, kids. This is what's wrong with this country. We are teaching people to be hurt little bitches. You see, when I was younger and somebody called me a name and I went home to cry to my mom about it, she told me to get over it. They were only words and they meant nothing other than what I gave them the power. You know what I'm saying? That's the way we were taught. We were taught to not be offended, scared, little bitches. We were taught to be brave and steadfast. And yet, because we were brave and steadfast, didn't mean that we couldn't alter our views. It meant our views were more open, because we would have a debate with you over your views. But see, the libs don't want to debate. That's why when somebody with a different opinion comes to their school, they shout them down as hate speech. Because their ideas are so weak, they cannot bear scrutiny. That's the only reason you shut down debate. If you have a defensible position, if you have the winning end, you are not afraid to debate openly and in public. But when your ideas are weak, when your ideas are shady, when your ideas cannot stand the sunlight, then you limit the speech of your opponents so that ideas contrary cannot be shared. Like I said, always remember this, being against slavery. Being against slavery was once an unpopular position. And if you spoke against slavery, you would be fact-checked, just like today. And the free speech that protected that speech and allowed it to continue was what brought about the change. So that leads me to my next place. And I'm going to go on this until people are starting to realize it. It's starting to become so hard to hide, and it will accelerate. It will accelerate. I myself, I denied Uncle Sam's little prick, as well as having my face covered. I did not want to be Weinstein. I had no desire to have a major role in America at the time of the insanity. But a lot of people, they were like, can't work. If I can't work, then I can't eat. That was the whole point of it. The whole point of it. So they came out with an experimental vaccine. An experimental vaccine that you are not allowed to question. As a matter of fact, it was so not allowed to question that the CDC and coercion with social media violated your First Amendment rights and censored your speech. But you don't care. They lied. They openly said that. The director said, yeah, well, we had to tell you this or you wouldn't have done it. That is not informed consent. That is a direct violation of the Nuremberg Code. Why aren't these people in jail? Why aren't these people, why isn't Fauci in jail? Why isn't that bitch who said she lied to us in jail? Why are they not in jail? Insurrectionists are kept like a gulag when the police videos show them letting them in the Capitol. But you damn Democrats are so hooked on that. Oh, it really happened. Okay, we almost toppled. Yeah, a guy in a bison hat a la Fred Flintstone almost took over America. You know, just like terrorists directed from a cave overcame all of our security on one day. How stupid are you to go along with this? Obviously, this narrative has more holes in it than a set of fishnet stockings. For what's her name? The tall, oh man, sorry. I'm terrible with names. This story has holes all over it. You all do realize that VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, was a site specifically designed to report reactions from vaccines that for years was the gold standard of what was happening. Suddenly, when it starts showing that this new vaccine is poison, suddenly is not reliable anymore. People dropping dead from heart attacks and you mindless simps out there.
The number one cause of death has been heart attacks, so this is just not,
this is not normal. This is not normal. In 30 years, the same amount of athletes died from heart attacks has died in the last year. That's 30 times more. Folks, it is right there for you to see. And not only does it cause heart attacks, and not only does it cause blood clots, cancer. This is where you do your research. Do cancer doctors see spike in cancer? Or some form of that. Start doing that search. Do it on DuckDuckGo. Screw Google. They skew their results to their opinion. DuckDuckGo is starting to talk about it, and maybe there'll be another one come along where you can actually do some research. But go in there and look at how cancer is exploding. How many stars have we seen? Okay, now there's one group you can count on being, you know, that took Uncle Sam's little prick. I mean, they took Harvey, so why not Uncle Sam's? To work. They were forced into it, coerced, paid. And we have Celine Dion, frozen face syndrome or stiff body syndrome, whatever you want to call it. Justin Bieber, Shakira, then you just have cancer. Here's some cancer ones for you. And again, these aren't old folks. Let's see here. Paul Burrell has been diagnosed with cancer. And then you have Ann Wersching, 45, cancer. And then you have Ricky Smiley. His son just passed away. Of course, unknown cause of death. So whenever you see unknown cause of death, instantly know. They know. It's not unknown. Oh, we actually know. But we can't say it because we got to lie to you. And then Rudy Gonzalez, he died. Cancer. you know, and then 70 show and James at 15 died suddenly. No cause of death has been released. Are you starting to see it yet? I started numbering on my page whenever I share them, you know, suddenly died and all that stuff like that. I share it on my page. I'm up to the number 42 now, and I've been numbering those stories for like the past 5 days maybe. They're everywhere. This star dies of cancer. This star has a rare neurological disorder. This guy had to go in, Al Roker, for blood clots. Staying home. Well, if you're going to say that, then you're going to have to admit your paranoia destroyed more lives than the COVID did. What happened to all the Rona counts? What happened to the daily Rona counts? What happened to the daily Rona counts on all your apps? A number of people died from the Rona. Where is that? Where is that? Where did that go? Where is the fear mongering? The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. Where did that go? Where did that go? Where did that disappear to? Where did the pandemic go? The daily stories of the hospitals being overwhelmed. Where did it go? Seriously, where did it go? Did it just vanish? After Biden came into office? Because we sure don't seem to be caring about it now. We don't. We don't seem to care about it at all. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Dan. It ain't nothing but the flu now. We've done got enough of you poisoned. I'll tell you what. I can guarantee you this. There's nothing that makes me happier in my life than the fact that I saw through this bullshit and didn't fall for it. You can go check my Facebook page. You can go right back when this all started from day one. From day one, I knew. And you want to know how I knew? I'll tell you how I knew. Most people don't remember this. The first cases of the coronavirus were on a cruise ship where those people live in a petri dish. And everybody goes, why don't you go into the cruise ships? I don't want to be on those disgusting, filthy things. I don't. Because first of all, I can't take my dog. You can forget it. If he ain't going, I ain't going. I don't care what the damn money is. He don't go, I don't go. Number two, I can't take pot on a ship. I'll be simple with you on that. I got to get high every day for my arthritis, kids. I don't care. My girlfriend will tell you, I can't walk without smoking in the morning. And number three, I'm not going to be on a swill pit stuck out at sea with a bunch of people. That's not my idea of fun. So here's the deal. That cruise ship, which is a floating petri dish, had some people come down with the first cases of the Rona. They are living in tight quarters, eating at tables, passing each other in hallways, in stairwells, enclosed. In other words, the absolute perfect environment for the Rona to spread. And it didn't get 100% of the ship. Why? Maybe some of the crew was already vaccinated. No, it's called the immune system. It's because the early data, go check it, said 80% of the people who get the coronavirus spontaneously heal. Y'all understand what they just said? 80%, the vast majority, 80% heal. You know, it's like a cold. It's like a flu. It's like a common cold. Without treatment, you just sleep. Your immune system does its thing. Bang, you're back to normal. The early data also said out of Italy, the average age of death was 87 years old with two or more comorbidities. So it was the real frail and old and people who were already sick. There was zero reason to shut the world down. There was zero reason. All of the early data pointed out this was an elderly and people who were already sick, and 80% were obese. You go, girl. Being fat's good for you. That's fat shaming. That's not fat shaming. Put it this way. If somebody's doing crack and it's ruining their body and you tell them to stop, is that crack shaming? No, you're concerned for their health, and you're trying to give them good advice. But now advice is shaming. Shaming. Everything's so to the edge of its extremes. Couldn't be somebody trying to share some knowledge and make you healthier. Or maybe you didn't know that being to where you can not touch your toes is unhealthy. Maybe somebody should have told you. But they were probably afraid to inflict some damage on your little feelings. The truth is getting too hard to hide. People are dying. People are permanently injured. And they keep pushing this poison on you. And they want to cover your mouths back up because then you're good little slaves. Cover your face. Be ashamed. Bow down to the tyranny, even though covering your face will do squat. And they've proven that through data from the Rona. And you know why it does squat? Because in case you've forgotten, kid, let me take you back to basic biology. A virus is super, super, super teeny. And the openings in a cloth mask are like gaping sections of a fence left open and stops shit. It all goes through. You might catch one. Oh, I caught one on the outlet. No! Every study has shown there's no proof it does anything.
Why do surgeons wear masks? Yeah,
because they are hanging over an open wound and they don't want spittle from fall from their mouth. God, you people are ignorant. Some days, y'all must have just slept through high school. Because all I learned in high school, back when we used to get an education, you know, an education where we learned about male and female instead of about 72 different sexes because I said so. It's stunning to me. There's so many times it just leaves me without words. But watch around. Watch around, folks. Watch all these celebrities. I can't remember a time in my life when all of the celebrities were suffering what they're suffering, having their young children die, you know, having weird biological things where nerve diseases and flinches and their eyes closing and canceling concerts because they can't go. Name for me, do this. Think in your head. Can you name all the famous people who died from the Rona? Remember all the 24 and 34-year-old actors and actresses that died from the Rona? No, you don't. You know why? Because they didn't. You look, Herman Cain. Herman Cain was old. He was in that 50-plus group. Show me the 20-somethings that died from the Rona that were famous. Now, do that same thing. Look for 20, 30, 40-somethings who have died suddenly of massive strokes, coronaries, or recently died of cancer. And compare the two.
Well, Dan, the heart thing and all that. You see, those are the number one, number two leading causes of death in America anyways.
You said 2.5 million people would be dead in 3 months from the Rona, which would have made it number one with a bullet. So shut up. There is something going on. Y'all better wake up to it. Y'all better pay attention. Y'all better know that there's some real big things afoot. You better know that. You better get prepared and get ready. That's what you better do. So with that in mind, I've already come up on my break again. Man, cannot believe it. This is it's unreal how fast the time is going by today. And we've only covered really two subjects, but I hope you understand that I just go with it. So here we go. Commercial break. Last one.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc., about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. and the three little words. We, the people. We, the people, are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
That's the truth. No telling where it will end. All right. So we're down to the last segment of the show. And let's see what's over on Drudge. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's talk about this before we get out of here, because you'll see a lot of this, like the war. What's going on overseas is something that we really cannot do anything about. You just can't. I mean, our representatives can kind of sort of do something, but we, as people, really can do little or nothing. Also, we know nothing really about what's going on. I mean, there's many multiple stories, and most of them are contradictory. So you have multiple contradictory sources and everything. So you're going to always have to base your judgment on what somebody else says because you cannot see it. And you can't trust the media because they have absolutely proven themselves to be dishonest. Because they lied through an entire election season, suppressed two stories that would have changed the election. So what do you actually know about Ukraine that you personally have seen? What do you know? What is actually there? What can you show that you have seen? And for the vast majority of people, it's not there. It hasn't been seen. It doesn't exist. Yet you are steadfast in your belief that sending weapons of war in is the right move. And it's really funny because I used to be the one that was like, yeah, fight commies and all that stuff like that. But what are we doing now? Because there's something so dirty about Ukraine. That name has just been in the news and in the news and in the news. Remember, Trump was impeached, air quotes, over Ukraine, while Biden openly threatened them with a quid pro quo on tape. And that was totally ignored. Talk about your media bias. He, you need to fire him, you ain't get the money. Son of a bitch, he was fired. Right there on tape. If I was going to impeach Biden, I'd go exhibit A, his own words. There ain't no way to hear that other than the way it was said. That was a bribe. That was a threat. That was a foreign government exercising control over Ukraine. You know, Ukraine, who happened to be while taking billions from the United States because it was short because of the war, gave billions to that free deed that gave millions back to the Democrats. But that's not money laundering, no more than Hunter Biden getting $500,000 for his shit show of art. How do you think Miami was built? Miami was built. Go watch Cocaine Cowboys. That's how Miami was built. They'll tell you in the story. And people are like, oh, there's no connection to you. There's so many connections to Ukraine. Oh, my God. And now, even though Putin said you give them weapons, it's a war. And even though Joe whispered it, you know, and that's World War III. Well, he knows. They all know. They all know that people have figured out that it's about time for their apple cart to be toppled. And so they got to get rid of a bunch of us. That's conspiracy theory, Ben. All right, then you tell me what you would do different. You tell me what you would do different than what you're doing right now if you wanted to reduce the population on this earth. You tell me what you would do different. Look up the birth rate in Australia where everybody was heavily vaxxed. It's fallen something like 70%. Sure, that's a coincidence. Excess deaths are now the number one, the excess death, yeah, unknown cause death is now the number one cause of death in Canada, in Alberta, Canada. These are all statements that are true. Just you don't want to listen to it. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to believe it. But you damn well better. If they start up a world war, because who wins in a world war? Who wins? Follow the money. In a world war, all these governments just forget about money and start sending shit and saying, we got it covered, we got it covered, we got it covered. And all their military defense buddies, well, they make a fortune. They make sure that their buddies get rehired so they can get another fortune. And then everybody's all stressed out, so the drug companies win. And then when the famine sets in and the price gouging and the shortages, the government will never face a single day of that. If our officials look through the whole pandemic, our government suffered not a dime of loss. They did not lose a single paycheck. And they didn't even go to work, and they just paid themselves because they're so damn important. Well, you lost everything. You lost your savings. You may have lost your house. You may have lost your job. You may have lost your company. And in a war, it'll be the same way. Because if you've noticed, at the ends of the wars, they say piss on the people, and they take care of the rulers of the country they just defeated. Because it's a game they all play, and they all treat each other with respect while shitting on you. Because that's what they do. They drive around in their chauffeur-driven limousines. They fly in their own personal crafts. They pay for nothing, and they become multi-millionaires on $175,000 a year, and you doofuses are out there arguing over black and white. So Zelensky sending out an SOS because, you know, he was a couple billion short because of that Sam Creed dude he gave all the money to, you know. And it got, maybe he should, if he needs money, maybe the Democrats could pull it back out of the campaign funds and rebate it to him. There is so much going on in Ukraine. If you look at it, there's a whole bunch of stories about weapons labs. That's all misinformation, Dan. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Because everything that was deemed misinformation by the fact checkers has turned out to be truth and not misinformation, but very much the truth, very much exactly what happened. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit by quietly? Are you just going to go, it's just the way it goes? And then they roll out the digital dollar after the major crash that comes. And go remember, no, have you ever been to debtcop.org? Go there now. Look at the dollar to silver and dollar to gold ratios because they don't exist. They've taken them off. They're there, but they say zero. Why is that? You really think that the dollar is worth anything? After they've increased the money supply as much in the, I think it was as much in the past 10 years as they did in the first 200 years of the country? What is the value of the dollar? Ask yourself that. What can you do with your dollar? Well, I can buy stuff. Yeah, you can buy stuff. But if everybody lost faith in the dollar and the whole world turned on the dollar and the dollar became nothing and you need 10,000 of them to buy a loaf of bread, then what is your dollar then? It is nothing. And it's only something because people believe in it. Because in the past, you could take the dollar to the treasury and get, I want a dollar's worth of gold, and you would have got a dollar's worth of gold. But now, in this day and age, it's the faith and trust of our wonderful government that backs it, that print willy-nilly and have done more to devalue the dollar in the past 5 to 10 years than in the whole history of the country. So, what are you going to do? You going to let them take the digital dollar? You going to let them go into your bank account? That's why all these stories about bank problems, oh, they're being hacked. They're setting you up. They're setting you up. And then they're going to come in, and they're going to go, the American dollar is no longer in existence. We now have the new digital dollar, and you will each be given this card, much like your Social Security number. And that card will record every single financial transaction you do in the day, entire day, sun up to sundown, 365 days of the year. We will know where you spend your money, where you made your money, how much money you made, how much money you spent, what you spent it on, what you made it from. We will know all of that. And then if we decide that you are not a good citizen, we will shut your money off, and you won't have anything hidden. You won't have anything to lie back on. You will just have a plastic piece of shit in your hand that is as worthless as the paper piece of shit it replaced. And you, my friend, and when they get the new cars with the kill switches, because we don't have any way to stop people from fleeing, and again, go look up the Grappler. They're already using it in some places in Phoenix. They'll just stop your car. Of course, it's only used for police chases. Just like searches in the past were only by warrant, and now because somebody can just go, I smell plant, your rights go out the window. I smell plant, your rights go out the window. My dog barks, your rights go out the window. I'm sure those were some parts of the Constitution that I missed. It says all this doesn't mean shit if a dog barks. Folks, you better take your rights seriously. You better defend your rights. You better exercise your rights. You better stand up, and you better do it damn soon. Because if you don't, it'll be even harder. It's much harder to organize when you're all in a concentration camp. There's trouble ahead. There's choppy waters ahead. But here's why I'm an optimist and always will be. We come through. We make it to the other side. And if you don't, you go to heaven. I don't see that as a losing situation. It just means I don't have to deal with this garbage anymore and deal with a bunch of sensitive people who can't say anything to because they get so offended. Hey, you hate you. Nah, I'm trying to critique. It's a word we need to relearn and get rid of criticize and go to critique. I don't know what to tell you, folks. Can't fight all the fights alone, but you had better stand up, and you had better learn to stand your ground. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand
you're down. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.